This is a paid-for advertisement.
The statements contained herein have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome in to the Rescue Healthline Show. Joining me is Dr. Adam Teichman. Dr. Teichman is the Senior Managing Partner for PA Foot and Ankle Associates. You can find out more about him and them at PAFootDoctors.com. That's PAFootDoctors.com. In addition to being the Senior Managing Partner at PA Foot and Ankle Associates, he is board certified, a podiatric physician and surgeon, specializing in the treatment of all aspects of foot and ankle disorders. In addition, he's the chief of podiatric surgery at Sacred Heart St. Luke's in Allentown, where he's also a member of the limb salvage team, and he serves as a surgical instructor at the podiatric residency program at St. Luke's. And he is the panel physician at Sacred Heart and the Wound Center there. So those are just some of his many credentials. Dr. Adam Teichman joining us here in just a couple of minutes as we're going to be talking about things that can spike your blood sugar and some surprising things that can spike your blood sugar. We'll go over that, talk about that and more, and get your questions and all of that with Dr. Teichman. We have more Rescue MG, Rescue Magnesium, 1 month supply. For our trivia question, we gave away a couple of bottles last hour. Take a couple of winners this morning on this hour and give away some Rescue MG. If you call in with a question, go on the air with it, we give you a free one-month supply of the Rescue Stress Blocker. And the special this weekend is an awesome one. It's one of your favorites. And that is when you spend $150 or more on single bottles of Rescue Aneva products, mix and match any way you want, buy as many as you want. As long as you spend $150 or more, you get $75 off your order. And while doing that, you're earning rewards points and can cash in rewards points, and you get the bonus of free shipping on orders of $99 or more. So spend $150. Now, this is on the single bottles and boxes only because the combo and packs and all of those are already discounted and offers cannot be combined. They're not discounted as much as this, but they are discounted, so offers cannot be combined. This, to me, is your best offer by far. Spend $150 or more in single bottles of Rescue Aneva products, any ones you want, as many as you want, mix and match any way you want. Spend $150 or more and get $75 off your order. Just use the coupon code 75OFF. You need to use that coupon code 75OFF when you shop online at RES-Q.com. That's RES-Q.com. Coupon code 75OFF. Or use the coupon code 75OFF when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. 1-800-26-ALIVE. 1-800-262-5483. With that, we say good morning to Dr. Adam Teichman. Morning, Doc. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing good. Good.
Excellent.
Some knowingly struggle with blood sugar. Some of us may not, but we experience the sugar high and the subsequent crash afterwards after drinking soda, eating sweets. And that might not even be a blood sugar thing. I know I've had my blood sugar checked. It's way under control. I mean, it's not even close to being, it's like, you know, if my fasting blood sugar is like 99 or less. My A1C is like 5 or something crazy. But, boy, I'll tell you what, some days eating definitely makes me, I get that high and then I get that crash. Boy, do I get the crash. So we're talking about all those people, folks that have that are diabetic, that have blood sugar, real true blood sugar issues, and then others who just get that sugar high and crash. So what's happening in the body, Doc, if you would, when our blood sugar spikes? And I know diabetics need to avoid that, but really I think I'm one that somehow needs to avoid that, and I think there's people that are non-diabetic that need to avoid it. But talk to me about all that.
Yeah, you know, blood sugar spikes are normal. Every time we eat food, if we're eating like a simple carbohydrate or something like that, we're definitely going to get a blood sugar spike. But the problem comes when we body can't control those blood sugar spikes. And as we know, with untreated high blood sugar, it can be really dangerous to the body, leading to serious conditions, such as elevated blood sugars. We call it ketoacidosis, you know, and then we know all the negative effects of having elevated blood sugar. But what happens when you have blood sugar spikes, these are caused when the simple sugars, which we know are glucose, builds up in your bloodstream. And like I just said, for people with diabetes, this happens because the body is unable to properly use glucose due to the fact that they have insulin resistance or the body does not have enough insulin in the body to use the glucose that's circulating in the blood. And so as we eat this food that's broken down into glucose, as we know, our body needs that glucose for energy. And since that glucose cannot be used as fuel to enter the cells because of the fact that their insulin that is being released in the pancreas is unable to unlock those cells to get the glucose in, that can cause that blood sugar to go high, increasingly high, more than normal, especially after eating, like you said, you know, a big meal or a meal with...
Doc, I have to interrupt you. I'm not sure your phone is not in a... or your headset or something there, if you could... get that situated so we can hear you better. It's kind of breaking up and warbling.
How's that now? Is that better?
There you go.
Okay, great. So I'll repeat what I said. So, you know, blood sugar spikes are caused when a simple sugar known as glucose builds up in your bloodstream. And as we said, for people with diabetes, this happens because the body is unable to properly use glucose because of the fact that they have insulin resistance. And as we ingest that food and the food is broken down to glucose, our body needs that insulin to unlock the cell so that glucose can enter the cell for energy. But sometimes it cannot do that, especially when you're a type 2 diabetic. The insulin is not doing its job. And that leads to this blood sugar to hang out in the cell. And especially after a meal, you can get that extreme blood sugar spike where you get that buildup of glucose in the blood because the body is unable to take that glucose out of the blood and allow it to enter the cells.
Does that even apply to non-diabetics?
Yeah, it does. But the problem is if you're type 2 diabetic, that blood sugar is going to linger for a period of time. Normally, you can get a blood sugar spike. It can last about 2 hours, and the body can naturally bring that blood sugar spike down. But the problem is that, especially with type 2 diabetics, they're unable to control that blood sugar spike because the insulin is not working correctly. It's not unlocking the cells to pull the glucose out of the blood into the cells for energy. So that those blood sugar spikes last longer. And as we know, untreated blood sugar spikes can have negative effects on the body as well, including, you know, heart disease, PAD, and also we know that inverse relationship of good cholesterol and bad cholesterol, increasing LDL cholesterol, as our blood sugar hangs out in those abnormal levels, we can get that abnormally high LDLs as well over a period of time. So, you know, chronic high blood sugars not only increase the risk of diabetic complications, but also heart disease, kidney failure, neuropathy, blindness. All these things can be due to this chronic level of high blood sugar. But like you just asked me, blood sugar spikes are normal if you're eating a meal high in carbohydrates, but the body can regulate that in a normal, healthy patient. But in a patient who has type 2 diabetes, they're unable to normally regulate those fluctuations that occur in blood sugar, and then they linger and they become chronic.
So there's some surprising. So the problem is, again, if you're having those blood sugar spikes and it doesn't linger, then you're good to go. You get your blood sugar checked like I did because I was concerned, no problems. But if you have diabetes, then you've really got to get it under control. We're going to talk to you about how to do that. But there's also some things where I was looking at some things that could cause blood sugar spikes. Wow. For example, who would think, folks, that this could trigger high blood sugar? Sunburn. And here it is, summer. You're headed to the beach, and suddenly you got a blood sugar spike because of sunburn. Talk to me about that one.
So, you know, you think about any type of trauma that happens in the body, whether it's sunburn, a wound, or anything that causes some type of traumatic event in the body, it increases our stress level. And as we know, that stress level increases cortisol, and then cortisol will increase blood sugar levels because it's that fight or flight response, right? So as the body goes under stress, the body's releasing more glucose in the body, and if we can't take that glucose out of the blood, we're going to get elevated blood sugar spikes. So, you know, sunburn is definitely, you know, one of these ones that people really are surprised that it triggers these blood sugar spikes. There's many other things that can cause blood sugar spikes, such as, believe it or not, artificial sweeteners and coffee. You know, think about artificial sweeteners. People, especially who are type 2 diabetic, are saying, well, I'm going to drink this diet drink as a substitute for regular soda juice because I don't want to consume the sugar, so I'm going to take a sugar-free beverage instead. You know, there was a study that was published in January of this year in Frontiers Nutrition suggesting that artificial sweeteners may not be completely neutral after all, and they may contribute to impaired blood glucose homeostasis, meaning that it's going to affect that blood glucose equality in the body, that maintaining that level. You know, a lot more research has to be done on looking at artificial sweeteners and why they cause these blood sugar spikes as well. Another thought that was done by the Mayo Clinic suggests that people who are taking these artificial sweeteners may have this rebound effect when consuming artificial sugars. So basically, they consume excessive amounts of carbohydrate-filled foods because they think that they're drinking, their diet drinks lets them afford to ingest more calories or more carbohydrates. So that's going to be another thought process of why, you know, artificial sweeteners can alter our blood sugar response in the body.
Yeah, they trick your body again. I forget how they do that. Explain to me again how does it trick your body into thinking that it really didn't get sugar, what's going on there?
Well, what happens is that a lot of people who drink these diet sodas,
right,
think that they can replace, you know, since they're not ingesting the sugar or the calories, they're going to put those calories somewhere else into other carb-filled foods because they think that diet drink is going to afford them the opportunity to eat a little more.
Yeah, but there's a study on how artificial sweeteners and how your body, maybe that's just as simple as it, but your body actually physiologically, it's not just you mentally feel it, your body physiologically feels that it can do it.
Well, sometimes what happens is when you drink these sodas and as well as these sugar-free sodas, the body sometimes needs to crave more sugar because of the fact that I really think that, you know, that people who are doing this and ingesting these sugar-free or diet sodas really think that, you know, they can afford to ingest more food. I don't know if artificial sweeteners trigger a physiologic response in the body. Mm-hmm. That causes, mm-hmm, you know, elevated sugar spikes as well.
You know, so what you're saying is the old joke of you know what, I want the quarter pounder with cheese, a large fry, and give me a diet soda. It's that old, right?
That's exactly what it is. And, yeah, and there's a lot more research that's being done on this. You know, the Mayo Clinic's done some research. A lot of nutritionists are looking into why artificial sweeteners are causing these blood sugar spikes. And there's many ideas of why. And one of them is that we ingest more food. And the other is that it may contribute to this impaired imbalance of glucose in the body, but we don't know exactly the physiologic process right now of why that is. I think a lot more research needs to be done to understand that. But if you are ingesting artificial sweeteners, just be aware that, you know, you shouldn't ingest more, you know, food because you're replacing with a sugar-free or calorie-free drink.
Yeah.
You should just be aware of what you're ingesting in your body in general.
I might have been also thinking about, there was a study, I definitely remember this, on fructose and sucrose, which is a different kind of sugar, and that does somehow trick your body physiologically. I can't remember the study, though, but I might have been confusing artificial sweeteners with those two. Right? They say that, I remember hearing and reading this, that if you're best off to not have sugar, but if you're going to have sugar, you're better off to have sugar, not the sucrose or the fructose. That's my recollection. Am I right about that? Am I in the ballpark?
Yes, you are in the ballpark. You know, natural sugar is really the way to go because the natural sugar your body is used to converting that to energy as well. Then you have sucrose and fructose, which are really injected into these, I just forgot the term I'm using, these processed foods,
right,
as well. So those really have a negative effect on the body. So natural sugar is much better than those sugar and the fructose and sucrose that are put in food as well.
All right, let me give the special here, and if you would get some questions going here, but we talk about coffee, artificial sweeteners, sunburn, all can spike your blood sugar. There's some other surprising things up here, like something that you guys might have done last night or something you're doing this morning. But let me tell you, those are two more things that we'll talk about, but lots of other things that can cause those blood sugar spikes. Now, and we got some great testimonials, but I want to give you the special, and that is with the coupon code 75OFF. You save $75 off any order of $150 or more. And I think about, you know, the actual people pushing a shopping cart up to the checkout at the grocery store. The order comes to $150, and you say coupon code 75 off, and they only charge you $75. Well, that ain't happening at the grocery store with the checkout, but with your shopping cart online or your shopping cart when you call Rescue, you do get $75 off any order of $150 or more. Offers cannot be combined. This applies to single bottles, individual bottles and boxes of any Rescue products and any Neva products. Mix and match any way you want. Buy as many as you want. Just spend $150 or more and get $75 off your order. What a great way to stock up. Get $150 worth of products and only pay $75. Spend $150 or more. Use the coupon code 75OFF and get $75 off your order. Plus, get the bonus of free shipping on orders of $99 or more, and cash in and earn rewards points. Coupon code 75OFF when you shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Or coupon code 75OFF when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. 1-800-26-ALIVE, which works out to 1-800-262-5483. Coupon code 75OFF or res-q.com. Coupon code 75OFF and get $75 off your order of $150 or more in any and all Rescue and Neva products. So, some other things that could cause that blood sugar to spike, something you didn't do last night and something you're probably not doing this morning. Doc, you want to take those two?
Sure. You know, definitely insufficient sleep can definitely throw your blood sugar out of whack and cause those blood sugar spikes. You know, if you're not sleeping well, you know, it can disturb more than your mood or energy. You know, and it can also affect your blood sugar. There was a study published in December 2015 in Diabetes Therapy showed that a lack of sleep can hinder your glucose control and insulin sensitivity in people with type 2 diabetics. So, you know, it's very important to get enough sleep. You know, that 6 to 7 hours is really that recommended amount of sleep, you know, and it's really important to get that amount of sleep because of the fact that, you know, if you don't get a good night's sleep and if you're not sleeping through the night, it's hard for your body to regulate and prepare for the day, number one. It also elevates your cortisol levels, again, that stress level. And that can lead to sugar spikes as well. So there can be many negative effects of not getting enough sleep and leading to blood sugar spikes as well. So it's really important to, you know, get adequate sleep, you know, and understand why you're not getting sleep. Is it stress? Is it sleep apnea? You know, many things can cause this insufficient amount of sleep, which can actually increase your not only risk of developing type 2 diabetes, but also make it harder to control your diabetes because you're getting these blood sugar spikes as well.
So the next thing besides lack of sleep is skipping breakfast. Not good.
Right. So, you know, skipping a meal as well, going without that morning meal increases your blood sugar after both lunch and dinner because of the fact, number one, you're probably ingesting more because you're skipping. I always say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. It gives your body that full day to digest the food versus eating a bigger meal at night as well. So, and again, you're probably making the incorrect choices during lunch and dinner because of the fact that your hunger is up as well. You're really not paying attention to not only the quantity, but the type of food that you're ingesting as well. And that all can lead to sugar spikes after a meal as well.
So don't skip your meal. So that's another one. Also, this is interesting. I never knew this. Blood sugar, the time of day can increase your blood sugar because blood sugar can get harder to control the later it gets. Why is that?
Well, you know, it can because the body starts to prepare for the evening and then the body starts to prepare for sleep. You know, your body it is on a regulatory cycle. And, you know, especially if you don't get enough sleep at night, that's really that key time when your body readjusts and starts to prepare for the next day starting around 3 or 4 a.m. by allowing blood sugar to be released into the body to prepare for waking up. So, you know, that's really later in the day, that's really where your blood sugar starts to fluctuate and increase as well. So it's really important to, you know, pay attention, you know, to your blood sugar levels and later in the day, if they are going up, be really aware of what you're ingesting to make sure that blood sugar is going to be controlled in the evening as well.
All the more reason those late-night snacks aren't good. All the more reason why many people say we've got it backwards. Europeans, their bigger meal might be breakfast or lunch, and their lighter meal is dinner. And we've got our biggest meal is dinner, as supper or dinner, whatever you call it. And then we got all the late-night snacking sitting there in front of the TV. Not good. None of that's good. I mean, not that you should never do it, not that you can't have some pleasure, but You just need to be aware, especially if you struggle with blood sugar issues. But even if you're wondering, why do I get these crashes? Why am I having? And also, forget blood sugar. Let's say you don't have a diabetes issue. All this got to affect weight. And, you know, you're trying to lose weight or whatever. And it's just not just what you eat, but it's how much you eat and when you eat. Skipping breakfast and yet late night snacks, you got it backwards. Got to switch that around. So that's really, really interesting stuff. Let me talk about, I wanted to talk about some of the products that can help. We got other things, dehydration, all of this stuff. But let me talk about, I want to talk about a product that I know you recommend and believe in, and that's the Rescue 105 Max that can help big time with those blood sugar spikes. Talk to me about Rescue 105 Max.
Yeah, so Rescue 105 Max is this unique pumpkin pentose complex that contains five natural ingredients to help not only the blood sugar, balance the blood sugar levels, but also help with those blood sugar spikes. Because, you know, we recommend taking, you know, Rescue 105 Max, one capsule, three times per day, preferably with a meal. And that's going to help with those blood sugar spikes because of the fact, you know, that encourages that sugar in the blood to be stored in the liver for later use. It also, you know, helps stimulate the production of insulin in the body. And as we just talked about, insulin unlocks that cell to allow the blood sugar in as well. So, and also restrains the release of sugar into the bloodstream to provide energy. So Rescue 105 Max is really important if you're having these issues with blood sugar spikes, whether you're a type 2 diabetic or even if you're not diabetic and you notice that you're not feeling really alert after a big meal or after you're eating food, to take this Rescue 105 Max with a meal, and that'll help with those blood sugar spikes. We call that postprandial spikes after a meal. It also helps with that blood sugar metabolism. So it's a great supplement to take if you're type 2 diabetic to prevent these blood sugar spikes. And if you're not type 2 diabetic, I always recommend people take it if they are ingesting, you know, eating late at night, if they work evenings as well, you know, to help prevent those blood sugar spikes after a meal.
All right, we are up against the break. If you have questions, we can come back to that. And we got actually a couple of great testimonials about the 105 Max, too, that I could share with you. This is from Kathy Jo. I started taking Rescue 105 Max with it. Now my sugar stays at 110 to 120 where it should be. Well, it needs actually, you know, to be a little bit lower than that, but she had much higher sugar, so she's got that under control now. One of the other things she could add in there, I think, is the Metabolock that adds the 1-2 punch to that. So we can talk about that when we come back from the break. But we got that one. We've got a couple of testimonials on Metabolock. But the special is when you buy $150 or more of any Rescue products or any Neva products, buy them in the individual bottles or boxes. As long as you buy $150 or more on single bottles of Rescue and Neva. Mix and match any way you want. Buy as many as you want. Buy $150 or more and take $75 off your entire order. And earn Rescue rewards points, cash in rewards points, and get free shipping in orders of $99 or more. So spend $150 or more on any and all Rescue products. Use the coupon code 75OFF and get $75 off your order of $150 or more. Coupon code 75OFF when you shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Or coupon code 75OFF when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483, 1-800-26-ALIVE. Welcome into the Rescue Healthline Show. Joining me, Dr. Adam Teichman, who is the Senior Managing Partner of PA Foot and Ankle Associates. You can find out more about Dr. Teichman at pafootdoctors.com. That's pafootdoctors.com. Dr. Teichman is also, he is a board-certified podiatric physician and surgeon specializing in treatments, all kinds of treatments and all aspects of foot and ankle disorders. In addition, he's the chief of podiatric surgery at Sacred Heart St. Luke's in Allentown. He's also a member of the limb salvage team there. He serves as a surgical instructor at the podiatric residency program at St. Luke's Hospital and Health System. He's also a panel physician at Sacred Heart Wound Center, and the list of his credentials go on. Dr. Adam Teichman, podiatric surgeon PA Foot and Ankle Associates, PAFootDoctors.com, joining us in a moment. As we are talking about, things that cause surprising things that can spike your blood sugar. Before we get to that topic, and we do have for our trivia question later on, a free one-month supply of the Rescue MG, the Rescue Magnesium. If you call in with a question, we give you a free one-month supply of the Rescue Stress Blocker. If you do have calls for Dr. Teichman, 866-569-RESCUE, 866-569-RESCUE, or 866-569-7377. That's toll-free, 866-569-7377. That's for your questions for Dr. Teichman. For your orders, and here is the special this weekend, you spend $150 or more on any and all Rescue Neva products. Mix and match any way you want, as long as you buy them in individual bottles or boxes, and offers cannot be combined. When you buy any and all Neva products, they're all. When you buy them in individual bottles or boxes, spend $150 or more, you get $75 off your entire order. So you fill that shopping cart. The amount comes out to $150. You use the coupon code 75 off, and you only pay $75. You get $75 off. That's why the coupon code is 75 off. Use the coupon code 75 off and get $75 off your order of $150 or more. Use the coupon code 75 off when you shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com, or coupon code 75 off when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, 1-800-26-ALIVE, or again, res-q.com, coupon code 75 off, and you get $75 off your order of $150 or more, and you're earn rewards points, and you can cash in rewards points, and you get free shipping on orders of $99 or more, and you're getting products that work guaranteed. So we're talking with Dr. Adam Teichman about surprising things that can spike your blood sugar, including sunburn, because as we said, any pain, stress, trauma increases blood sugar levels. Artificial sweeteners can cause those spikes. Coffee, losing sleep, skipping breakfast, the time of day you eat. There's something called the dawn phenomenon. We can talk about that. Dehydration, nose sprays, gum disease, all of that can cause spikes in blood sugar. So, Doc, talk to me. Let's do this. We were talking about the 105 Max. Again, how does that explain to me how 105 Max helps people control their blood sugar again?
Sure. So Rescue 105 Max is a blend of five natural ingredients. So it has a pumpkin pentose, the gymnosus vetiver leaf, alpha-lipoic acid, and chromium. And the main ingredient is pumpkin pentose. And pumpkin pentose is a natural extract made from pumpkins. It's a 5-carbon sugar. And as we know, sugar is a 6-carbon sugar. So this pumpkin pentose is a 5-carbon sugar. And the great thing about this 5-carbon sugar pumpkin pentose, it does not require insulin to enter the cell. So this 5-carbon sugar can enter the cell and provide energy without needing the use of insulin. Basically, this 5-carbon sugar then can be fully converted into energy as a source of fuel for the body without, like we said, the necessity of insulin. So what that does is prevent the body from releasing, number one, sugar into the bloodstream, causing that sugar spike. And once that sugar is in the bloodstream, that 6-carbon sugar, it can't enter the cell because insulin is not being used efficiently. So this 5-carbon sugar, which is this pumpkin pentose, then can enter the cell without the necessity of insulin. And then you'd have this gymnosus vetiver leaf, which is also an herb that's in this Rescue 105, helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels. And then you have the bitter melon fruit, which helps support the ability of the pancreas, where insulin is excreted, to produce more insulin and improve the processing of insulin. And then you also have alpha-lipoic acid, which is a great antioxidant, not only supports normal function of insulin processing and helps speed the removal of glucose from the blood, also it helps lower inflammation in the body. And then you have chromium, which is this trace mineral used in small amounts for normal body functions, such as digesting food, but also helps to move sugar, from the bloodstream into the cells to be used for energy and to turn fats, carbohydrates, and proteins into energy. So this Rescue 105 is a great supplement to address blood sugar spikes, lessen the release of blood sugar into the blood. So it also you know, is a great way to reduce your sugar cravings. So it's a great way to control blood sugar spikes and help control your blood sugar.
There you go. It's the Rescue 105 Max. Now, another combination with that is Metabolock. That combined with the 105 Max. So the 105 Max for most people is getting that blood sugar down to around 105 or keeping it 105, sometimes lower. And we've gotten great testimonials. Now, this woman today, hers is around 110. So if she were to add the Metabolock, that could bring it even lower. Talk to me about Rescue Metabolock and how that helps with blood sugar.
Sure. Rescue Metabolock is a supplement that helps manage the five factors related to metabolic syndrome, which the five factors are, you know, elevated blood sugars, elevated cholesterol levels, elevated triglyceride levels, you know, the belly fat, and also, you know, elevated blood pressure. So what Metabolock does, it has cholesterol, the Leptipure, and cinnamon. And those three, you know, ingredients of Metabolock, number one, help lower blood sugar, which is really that cinnamon in the Metabolock, and also, you know, helps the inflammation that's going on in the body, helps support that body's natural anti-inflammatory response. That's really where that cholesterol comes into play. And the Leptipure helps promote healthy weight loss and improve blood lipid levels. And as we know, when you have elevated blood sugar, you get that inverse relationship I keep talking about with elevated LDLs and lower HDLs. So really, Metabolock not only helps address the metabolic syndrome, but also helps control your blood sugar as well, which ultimately will help lower some of the risk factors that go along with having elevated blood sugar. So like you said, it works hand in hand with Rescue 105 Max, and the Metabolock work really well together to control blood sugar.
Heard about Metabolock in the Rescue Healthline show. It hit on my biggest concerns: blood pressure, cholesterol, and weight. I've had a huge decrease in craving sweets and carbs, and I saw the scale move 5 pounds already. No side effects. Amazing products, with some exclamation points there from Rose. Thank you, Rose. This is a great product. And last week we had somebody who was on the 105 Max. It got their blood sugar down to 105. And I can't remember the particular circumstances, but I think it started to creep back up, maybe 106, 108. So they went on the Metabolock as well, and now their blood sugar is around 99 between the two. It's a great 1-2 punch of natural ingredients to control the blood sugar, and in this case, also control the cravings. If you go to res-q.com and you hit shop, it tells you this just says blood sugar. So you click on that, and here are products that can help you with blood sugar: magnesium, the 105 Max, the Metabolock, the Land and Sea Fiber. Those are the main products that help with blood sugar. And then, of course, omega-3s. That's not in the, because that product, we would have it in every category, and it actually really should be in every category. Any omega-3s can help you with blood sugar because it's helping with triglycerides and all of that stuff. I don't even know if you want to touch on omega-3s and blood sugar.
Yeah, you know, omega-3s are a great way to control your blood sugar. We always talk about omega-3s as the foundation, right? Because we know omega-3 fatty acids are the building blocks of cells. And as we talk about in other shows, the benefits of the Rescue Omega line is, you know, number one, reducing triglycerides, but also reducing inflammation, you know, helping support blood sugar metabolism, help support healthy blood pressure. You know, we talk about sleep patterns affecting blood sugar. It helps support healthy sleep as well, reduces joint pain and stiffness, improves mobility. And it's really important we talk about type 2 diabetes, exercise, and diet. So adding 1250 at that foundation, like you said, you know, adding Rescue Metabolock, Land and Sea Fiber, 105 Max, and magnesium, all those supplements are a great way to get your blood sugar, you know, under control. We talk about magnesium, and I recommend magnesium when we talk about Rescue 105 Max in my patients all the time, because of the fact that studies have found that diets with a higher amounts of magnesium are associated with a lower risk of diabetes, because the important role of magnesium plays in glucose metabolism. We also found that people who are deficient in magnesium have worse insulin resistance that prevents, you know, as we talked about, you know, the blood sugar being taken up into the cells. And as we know, diabetes leads to increased urinary loss of magnesium. So it's really important if you're diabetic to supplement with Rescue Magnesium, because the role magnesium plays in glucose metabolism. And that's why we talk about, you know, the 1250, the 105 Max, magnesium, you know, Metabolock, and the Land and Sea Fiber, which also helps with digestion and also helps control blood sugar and also helps control blood sugar spikes as well. So, you know, those supplements combined are great ways to control your blood sugar.
Yep. Again, the one of that is the Metabolock, the 105 Max, the Land and Sea Fiber. Those are some of the products. And again, we touched on the omega-3s. The Land and Sea Fiber, making you feel fuller, for one, also helping take out a lot of the junk. I liken it to what we call in racing speedy dry. You get an oil spill on the garage floor, you throw down some sawdust or speedy dry, it soaks up all that oil, and then you just put it into the dustpan, and it's gone. And that's kind of what Land and Sea Fiber does, is soak up a lot of the fats and junk that your body shouldn't be absorbing and takes it out of your body when you eat. So it's great to take Land and Sea Fiber before a meal, after a meal, whichever, but right around the mealtime. Usually most people would tell you before, because it's going to make you feel fuller. You won't want to eat as much. The Rescue Land and Sea Fiber in the gel cap or in the actual powder form, people have celiacs. What am I talking about? The Land and Sea Fiber that is in the caplets don't have the, what is the word I'm looking for? For people that have celiacs, Doc. I'm trying to think of the ingredient that it's free, not GMO free.
Gluten.
Gluten free. Yeah, that was it. Gluten. Yeah,
go.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry about that. Memory fade. But anyway. Let me give you a chance to do. We can cover more. Let me do one more thing here before we take a trivia question. We cover some things that can cause you to have those spikes in blood sugar: sunburn, artificial sweeteners, coffee, losing sleep, skipping breakfast, the time of day that you eat. Talk to me about this thing called the dawn phenomenon. What's going on? What's that about?
Yeah. So when we talk about the dawn phenomenon. You know, that's actually a way the body reacts to blood sugar spikes as well. You know, I'm sorry, my computer just froze here. But, we talk about the dawn phenomenon. So basically, when we ingest food at night we start ingesting the food
Hang on. So it's basically you have a surge in hormones earlier in the morning, whether you have diabetes or not. I know that much I know about the dawn phenomenon. So I guess it's what those hormones do then, or what?
Yeah, so your body uses glucose for energy, and it's important to have enough extra energy to be able to wake up in the morning. So for a period of time in the early morning hours, usually between 3 and 8 a.m., we talked about that body starting to churn and prepare for the upcoming day. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, your body releases hormones that reduce your sensitivity to insulin. In addition, these events may be happening while your diabetes medication, or if you're taking other medications, start to wean off from the day before. These events cause your body's blood sugar levels to rise in the morning at the dawn. And that's why they call it the dawn phenomenon, because your diabetic medication is weaning off and your body's preparing for the day and releasing more glucose into the bloodstream. And so you might get this elevated blood sugar in the morning, and that's called the dawn phenomenon.
Okay.
And there's another effect that we call the Somogyi phenomenon effect.
The what?
Which is Somogyi, S-O-M-G-Y-I. And this is the second possible cause of these blood sugar spikes in the morning. And what happens if your blood sugar drops too low in the middle of the night while you're sleeping, your body will, in an attempt to rescue your body from going too low, it will release hormones that will release blood glucose in large amounts into the bloodstream. And what happens then is the liver will release more sugar, which leads to higher blood sugars in the morning. And they call that the Somogyi effect. So there's the dawn phenomenon and the Somogyi effect. And those two things can actually lead to these elevated blood sugars spikes in the morning because of the fact that, number one, your medication might be weaning off too quickly, causing these elevated blood sugar spikes. And also what happens is that your blood sugar might be dropping too low, so your body reacts by releasing more sugar into the bloodstream. So those are two things we have to be aware of when we're talking about, you know, what causes these high blood sugar spikes in the morning.
Hmm. Nice. Somogyi effect. All right.
Yeah.
So let me give the, once you have a get a trivia question for us here, Doc, and we can recap some of the ways that maybe, or give it a trivia question about some of the things that can cause blood sugar to spike. But the 105 Max helps you control it. The omega-3s can help you control the land and sea fiber, rescue magnesium, and the rescue metabolic, all helping you if you have blood sugar problems, weight problems, and all the issues that come with that. Now, the special is that when you buy $150 or more of any rescue products you want, mix and match any way you want, as long as you spend $150 or more on any rescue or Neva products, spend $150 or more and take $75 off your entire order with the coupon code 75OFF. So you really do have a shopping cart, not just at a grocery store, but at online, when you're shopping online. Put this in your cart. You pull up, the cart says you owe $150. You use the coupon code 75OFF and get $75 off that order. Coupon code 75OFF when you buy $150 or more of any rescue products, any Neva products. 75OFF when you shop online at res-q.com. res-q.com. Coupon code 75OFF and get $75 off that entire order of $150 or more, and get free shipping on orders of $99 or more, and cash in and earn rewards points. Coupon code 75OFF at res-q.com or coupon code 75OFF when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. 1-800-26-ALIVE. That works out to 1-800-262-5483. So let me see if, Doug, you got a trivia question for us?
I do. If you can name one thing that triggers blood sugar spikes in the body.
That's it. One thing. One. We'll take a couple of callers. You'll win your choice of either the Rescue Magnesium, the Rescue MG, 1 month supply, or the Rescue Stress Blocker. Either one with your call and toll-free, 866-569-RESCUE. 866-569-RESQ. Which works out to 866-569-7377, 866-569-7377. Give me your answer, and it'll be your choice of the bottle of the Rescue MG, 1 month supply, or the Rescue Stress Blocker. You know, we talk about things that are causing your blood sugar to spike. Sunburn, artificial sweeteners, coffee, losing sleep, skip meals, the time of day that you eat, the dawn phenomenon, the other thing that he just said, the Somogyi effect. But another thing is dehydration, and I'm thinking about Rescue Renew You, or that we talked about this on a previous hour with Dr. Shapiro, Rescue Renew You. People don't drink enough water. By far, almost anybody, any age, we're not drinking enough water. But then people that are drinking water go, I just get sick of drinking water. So here's a great way, only 5 grams of sugar in Rescue Renew You, great way to replenish your liquids and do a lot of other benefits with Renew You. We'll talk about that in a second. Let me grab some calls. Here they come. Good morning. What's your first name?
It's Carmen.
Carmen, you got an answer for me?
Yes, coffee.
You are correct, Carmen. Hang on. John's going to get your information. Thank you for listening to the Rescue Healthline Show. Let me grab another John. He's on line two. Over here on line three, let's see who we have. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning, Don.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
I'm good. Real good.
Okay. Well, you got an answer for me?
I do. Sweeten those artificial sweeteners.
Yes, sir. You are correct. Hang on. Let me put you on hold. Carmen, call back. We lost you somehow. You maybe hung up accidentally. You're our winner, though, Carmen. Call back, and we'll get you hooked up with some rescue products. So we were talking about Renew You, Doc. Talk to me. Well, I was asking you about Renew You. Great test. I love Renew You. I actually crave it. It helps. It helped me get in some extra water daily, which I'm happy about. I also know it gives me energy, so I replace my afternoon coffee with something good for me. It's a great idea from Lynn. Thank you, Lynn. Rescue Renew You, Doc. It is. It's got a lot of ingredients, only 5 grams of sugar, so very little sugar in it. And then on top of that, all the other benefits that are in Rescue Renew You. What's in it? How does it work?
Yeah, so, you know, you mentioned dehydration and how it relates to blood sugar spikes, number one. So, you know, people with diabetes, number one, should be especially vigilant when they take their drink plenty of water, because what happens is that, you know, as they become dehydrated, the high blood sugar can, number one, cause increased urination, so it can cause increased dehydration as well. You know, and when we fall short of these fluids, it can lead to hyperglycemia, like we talked about, because the blood sugar is more concentrated at that point in time. And that's really where that Rescue Renew You comes into play, because it keeps you hydrated, by mixing it with water. It has, it's filled with powerful antioxidants as well, A, C, E, to name a few of those antioxidants that are in it as well to help promote decreased inflammation as well. So really, Rescue Renew is a great supplement to take for not only dehydration, but replenishing some of the antioxidants that you need.
Yeah, it's got so much great, so many great ingredients in it, in the Rescue Renew You. It also helps you with, your, as I said, give me, explain to me with the, because it helps replenish, or if, explain to me what it's doing with amino acids exactly, and what, why we need amino acids, what, why they're so important to us.
Well, amino acids are important because as we get older, our body doesn't make as much amino acids as it does when we were younger. So it's really important to replenish some of those amino acids, and that's really where that Rescue Renew You comes into play. And amino acids are very important, especially as we age. So replenishing the amino acids that are lost or not as high as when we were younger is really important. That's really where Rescue Renew You comes in, as well as replenishing some of those amino acids that our body is lacking.
Now, some other things that cause us to have those blood sugar spikes, we've got a couple of minutes, and the dehydration is one of them that can cause it. Nose spray.
Yeah, you know, nose spray, believe it or not, can also actually cause, you know, blood sugar spikes, you know, as well. And when we talk about nose spray, the reason being is because the chemicals that trigger your liver to make more blood sugar are triggered by nose spray. So, believe it or not. So, you know, certain medications can increase blood sugar spikes as well, and nose spray is one of those medications that can actually increase the release of glucose into your bloodstream.
Oops, sorry. Are there other medications that can do that?
You know, there are other medications. Sometimes some statins can actually increase your blood sugar as well. You know, steroids, oral steroids can increase your blood sugar as well. So understanding what medications you're ingesting, especially if you're type 2 diabetic, can lead to elevated blood sugars, especially when I'm treating patients and putting them on an oral steroid. You know, we always talk about managing your blood sugar very closely because steroids cause blood sugar spikes for about a week, week and a half when you put them on a Medrol dose pack, which is a steroid pack, for about 7 days. Or if you're getting a steroid injection for pain, just be aware that that can cause elevated blood sugar for a period of time.
Also, gum disease. That's interesting. Can cause
yeah.
it. Go ahead.
Yep. So diabetes, if that is not controlled well, leads to number one, higher blood sugar levels in the mouth, fluids, and this promotes bacterial growth that can cause gum disease. You know, and as we know with infections, especially if you have elevated blood sugars, it's harder for our body to respond to infections. And when we talk about periodontal disease, you know, and that's a disease and inflammation and bacteria can build up, that can cause blood sugar to rise and make it harder for you not only to control your diabetes, but to control any type of infection that's going on in your mouth.
All right, Doc, that's a good, that's a wrap, as they say. Great job. Really appreciate it, and hope to talk to you soon.
Definitely. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too, Doc. Dr. Adam Teichman, PA Foot and Ankle Associates, PAFootDoctors.com. Again, the special. When you buy $150 or more of any rescue products, then and you use the coupon code 75OFF, you get $75 off that entire order. So imagine you're at the grocery store. They say your order is $150, and you say $75 off, and you wheel that grocery store out, that grocery cart out, only paying $75 for a whole shopping cart full. That's what's going on this weekend. Just use the coupon code 75OFF, and when you buy $150 or more of any Rescue or Neva products, mix and match any way you want, buy whatever you want. Offers cannot be combined, so this does not apply to the value in combo packs, but when you buy $150 or more, use the coupon code 75OFF, get $75 off your entire order, get the free shipping and orders of $99 or more. Coupon code 75OFF. When you shop online at res-q.com, that's res-q.com, or coupon code 75OFF when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483.